Section 3, Contemporary Oklahoma. As you read, look for the events of September 11, 2001, Oklahoma's diverse economy, and vocabulary terms, terrorism, nanotechnology, reserves, and biomass. Oklahoma and the world braced for the unknown when the year 1999 gave way to 2000, often referred to as Y2K. Many people feared that computer programs would operate incorrectly since they were programmed to interpret only the last two digits of a four-digit year. Some people stockpiled food and water, assuming that a major computer disruption would cause a scarcity of the items. Many businesses backed up their computer data, although major problems didn't develop. The War on Terrorism. Just as the Oklahoma City bombing had affected the rest of the nation and the world, another horrific terrorist act on September 11, 2001, referred to as 9/11, shook the nation. In planned, coordinated attacks, two hijacked airplanes crashed into the World Trade Center's Twin Towers in New York City. A third plane crashed into the Pentagon near Washington, D.C., and a fourth plane, apparently headed for another federal government target, crashed into a field in Pennsylvania after passengers heroically stopped the attack. New York City had sent several first responder teams of firefighters and police officers to Oklahoma City after the 1995 bombing. Oklahoma, in turn, sent responders and counselors to help after the 9/11 tragedies. The unique events of the bombing and 9/11 were explored in a shared experience exhibit at the Oklahoma City National Memorial. Following the September 11 attacks, the United States declared a war on terrorism to bring to justice the people responsible for the attacks and to prevent other terrorist networks from emerging. Terrorism is acts of violence aimed at demoralizing or intimidating others. The attacks led to a resurgence of patriotism across the country. National Guard troops were mobilized. Although the 9/11 attacks took place on U.S. soil, other countries had also experienced the effects of terrorism, and many joined in the global fight against terrorism. Investigations revealed that Al-Qaeda, an extremist group of Islamic terrorists led by Osama bin Laden, were responsible for the attacks. In October 2001, international forces led by the United States pursued the terrorists in Afghanistan, a country controlled by the Taliban government, which was known to harbor the Al-Qaeda. General Tommy R. Franks led the U.S. attack in Afghanistan called Operation Enduring Freedom. Born in Wynwood, Franks served two assignments at Fort Sill and first saw combat action in Vietnam, followed by various other military duties. In 2000, he was promoted to general and became the Commander-in-Chief of the United States Central Command. Franks was also in charge of the 2003 invasion of Iraq, which overthrew Saddam Hussein. General Franks retired in 2003 from the military. To inspire the next generation of leaders, he developed the General Tommy Franks Leadership Institute and Museum in Hobart. The Museum Roadshow travels throughout the state, sharing the museum's collection and message. Economy. Oklahoma's economy is much more diversified than in previous periods. Technology and research. Fast-paced technological advancements affect all aspects of our lives. The Oklahoma Center for the Advancement of Science and Technology focuses on the development, use, commercialization, and impact of technology on our state's economy. The Oklahoma Medical Research Foundation is a biomedical research institute dedicated to understanding and curing human disease. The OMRF has developed a worldwide reputation for excellence in research, such as Dr. Jordan Tang's research with Alzheimer's disease and Dr. Joan Merrill's treatments for lupus. The Oklahoma Bioscience Association was organized in 2009 to support promotion, training, networking, and funding throughout the industry. Bioscience includes not only biotech or biomedical, but also bioagricultural endeavors. Oklahoma has one of the few proton cancer treatment centers in the world. Proton therapy uses beams of particles known as protons to target cancer cells. Oklahoma's universities and colleges conduct ongoing research in many areas. Nanotechnology courses and programs offered at several universities help keep Oklahomans on the cutting edge of science. Nanotechnology involves the manipulation of atoms and molecules to create new structures, devices, and systems. One day, nanotechnology may help fight disease or be used in hundreds of different ways. Important research programs are also underway at Robert S. Kerr Environmental Research Center in Ada Grazinglands Research Laboratory at El Reno, Southern Plains Range Research Station in Woodward, Wes Watkins Agriculture Center and Extension Center at Lane, Samuel Roberts Noble Foundation in Ardmore, and the Kerr Center in LaFleur County. Media giant Google opened a data center in Pryor in 2008 and announced plans for expansion in 2011. The center is powered by electricity from Grand River Dam Authority, and Google also plans to purchase energy from the Minco Wind Farm. Education. Janet Boreski became the second woman and first Republican to serve as state superintendent in 2011. Oklahoma is one of 45 states that have adopted Common Core state standards. The Common Core standards define the knowledge and skills students across the U.S. should have to prepare for college and the workforce. Common Core standards and the Priority Academic Student Skills, PASS, are now merged under the umbrella of Oklahoma C3, College, Career, and Citizen Standards for the Social Studies. Technological changes are rapidly moving education from chalkboards to smart boards, from traditional textbooks to e-textbooks, from traditional classes to online classes. Classes in cybercrime, forensic science, and filmmaking join the more traditional offerings. The University of Central Oklahoma has teamed with the Academy of Contemporary Music of London to offer a unique music education program. The AMC at UCO offers classes taught by musicians, production experts, and music business professionals in rock, pop, gospel, and country music. Military might. Well before statehood, there was a strong military presence on the land that became Oklahoma. Of the early day forts on the South Plains, only Fort Sill remains as an active military installation. Today, Fort Sill is home to the world-renowned U.S. Army Field Artillery School. The Field Artillery is joined by the Air Defense Artillery and Electronic Warfare branches as part of the Fires Center of Excellence. Officers and soldiers learn the latest in equipment and tactics in the classroom and in the field. In addition to Fort Sill, Oklahoma has four other military installations: Tinker Air Force Base at Midwest City, Vance Air Force Base at Enid, Altus Air Force Base, and the McAllister Army Ammunition Plant. Tinker Air Force Base is Oklahoma's largest single-site employer. The Air Logistics Center there is the worldwide manager for a wide range of aircraft, engines, missiles, software, and components. Altus Air Force Base is home to the Mobility Training Center, which trains airlift and aerial refueling crews to enable better global mobility. pilot training for U.S. and international military officers, the Air National Guard, Air Force Reserve, and air forces of several allied countries is conducted at Vance Air Force Base. The Oklahoma Army National Guard also makes a significant economic impact. 7 armed forces reserve centers replaced over 50 of Oklahoma's aging National Guard armories. The new centers are located in Mustang, Norman, McAllister, Muskogee, Broken Arrow, and at Fort Sill and Vance Air Force Base. The Mike Monroney Aeronautical Center in Oklahoma City is a major complex within the Federal Aviation Administration. The Aeronautical Center is home to the largest number of U.S. Department of Transportation employees outside the Washington, D.C. area. The center provides a number of training, logistics, and aviation safety-related services and business support products and services. Centrally located Oklahoma is also home to the U.S. Coast Guard Institute. The Institute is the national testing center for all Coast Guard personnel and closely follows the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in importance. The Institute evolved from the Oklahoma Military Institute, which was founded in 1919. The aviation and aerospace industry in Oklahoma includes the federal government and military aviation, plus commercial air transportation and aircraft manufacturing. Maintenance centers, air freight and cargo, and reservation centers support air transportation. Aircraft, as well as engines and aircraft parts, are manufactured in Oklahoma, and jet fuel is refined there. Oklahoma is home to the 99s, an international organization of thousands of licensed women pilots from 36 countries. The organization began in New York in 1929. The group decided to call themselves the 99s because of the 99 charter members. One of the first members, Amelia Earhart, was elected the first president of the group. In 1956, headquarters for the group was moved to Will Rogers Field in Oklahoma City. A new building at Will Rogers World Airport was dedicated in 1975, and in 1988, the 99's Museum of Women Pilots was opened at the site. Energy. While Oklahoma's economy is more diversified, the state's minerals are still vital. New technology allows drilling at depths and locations that used to be unreachable. Tulsa-based Helmerich & Payne's FlexRig is computer-operated equipment that reduces human contact with some of the more dangerous aspects of drilling. Oklahoma's known oil and gas reserves, supplies that are known but not yet produced, continue to be relatively abundant, as do coal reserves. Oklahoma ranks 19th out of 32 coal-bearing states in the U.S. based on coal reserves. In 2010, coal was the energy source for 64% of the electricity generated in Oklahoma, while natural gas provided 31.6%. 25 bituminous coal beds are located in eastern Oklahoma. Since 1969, Oklahoma's active mines have ranged from 8 to 60. Most use of Oklahoma coal in state has been in the cement and lime industry and utilities. Future coal production will depend in part on the development of clean coal technology at coal-fired utilities. Thick Canadian oil already flows into Cushing for processing at Oklahoma and Texas refineries and world markets. Improved technology has made the Canadian oil usable, and Canada is now the largest supplier of crude oil to the United States. Additional pipelines and storage capacity continue to be added at Cushing. Although sometimes controversial, pipelines have been proven to be the most efficient method of transporting petroleum. The huge oil storage capacity at Cushing is the basis for oil futures contracts traded on the New York Mercantile Exchange. Compressed natural gas, CNG, a product of natural gas, is a more environmentally clean fuel than are our traditional fossil fuels, and it costs less for the consumer. Efforts are ongoing to develop affordable CNG tanks for vehicles and to increase the number of CNG fueling stations across the country. Many fleet vehicles are being converted to run on CNG. Natural gas fuel cells may prove to have a huge impact on the continued production of Oklahoma's abundant supply of natural gas and oil. Fuel cells can generate electricity using electrochemical reactions rather than traditional combustion of fossil fuels. Fuel cell technology is only one of several new advances in the industry. Tapping into some very deep oil and natural gas reserves requires a process called hydraulic fracturing or fracking. This involves injecting water, sand, and additives at high pressure deep into the ground. The process fractures the rock and allows gas and oil to flow for production. Fuels used in the process are then either disposed of or treated and reused. New technology is helping the United States reduce the need for oil imports. Huge wind turbines provide one power alternative. Several wind farms are already operating in western Oklahoma, where wind speeds are higher and more consistent. More wind farms and improved transmission systems are planned that will provide electricity to other parts of the country. Oklahoma's weather is ideal for using the wind for energy, as well as using the sun for solar energy. The Oklahoma Renewable Energy Council is a group of people, companies, organizations, and agencies that work to develop our state's renewable energy resources such as wind, solar, biomass, renewable plant materials and animal waste, geothermal, and hydroelectric power. Energy is also fueling other changes in our landscape. Devon Energy's new tower in Oklahoma City, completed in 2012, is the tallest building in Oklahoma at 50 stories and 850 feet tall. Chesapeake Energy has grown from a 1,600-square-foot office in 1989 to a 50-acre campus in Oklahoma City and satellite offices throughout the state today. The 10-lane I-40 Crosstown Expressway opened in 2012, replacing the older elevated highway. A $5.8 million sculpture and pedestrian bridge spans the highway. The Skydance Bridge, inspired by the scissor-tailed flycatcher bird, weighs 150 tons and rises 192 feet above I-40. It connects the downtown core of Oklahoma City to the shore of the Oklahoma River. Other landscape changes have included Tulsa's BOK, Bank of Oklahoma Center. The award-winning Sports and Events Center joined with Tulsa's historic Brady Theater and Kane's Ballroom to provide a popular entertainment district. Agriculture. Agriculture continues to be important to Oklahoma. The top commodities in Oklahoma in 2010 were cattle, poultry, and eggs, hogs, wheat, hay, corn for grain, cotton, milk, soybeans, grain sorghum, pecans, peanuts, canola, rye, watermelon, sheep, sunflowers, and oats. The 2007 U.S. Department of Agriculture census found that for the first time in many years, the number of family farms had increased by 4%, and there was a decrease in the number of corporate farms in Oklahoma. Oklahoma has the oldest anti-corporate farming law in the United States. The popularity of gardening has created a greenhouse and plant business, and sod production continues to grow as demand increases. Farmers' markets for fresh fruits and vegetables have also seen an increase in popularity, and schools are beginning to use locally grown produce. The 2006 Oklahoma Farm to School Program Act encourages schools to purchase products from local producers. Oklahoma's soil and climate are proving to be ideal for growing grapes, and the grape and wine industry has quickly grown from 3 wineries in 2000 to over 20 in 2012. These vineyards and wineries are located throughout the state. The Made in Oklahoma, MIO, coalition consists of over 40 state food manufacturers who have banded together to market their products. The MIO members include Advance Brands, Bar S Foods, Brahms, Fields Pies, Griffin Foods, Highland Dairy, J.C. Potter Sausage, J.M. Farms, Neighbors Coffee, Shawnee Milling, Schwab, La Baguette, Iron Star Barbecue Sauce, the Bama Companies, and many others. The horse industry affects both rural and urban areas in all parts of the state. Some horses are used for pleasure, riding, and racing, but most of the almost 300,000 horses in Oklahoma are part of breeding, boarding, and training activities. Many horses are showcased in rodeos and horse shows and sales throughout Oklahoma. The elements in 2011. The weather in Oklahoma often captures the spotlight, and recent years have been no exception. The year 2011 had more significant weather events than ever. Record-setting winter storms dumped 21 inches of snow in northeast Oklahoma and 6 to 12 inches over much of the rest of the state. Spavinaw had a 24-hour snowfall of 27 inches February 8th through 9th. A powerful high plains blizzard hit the Oklahoma Panhandle in December. Our all-time low temperature record of minus 31 degrees was set at Nowata on February 10th. 7 days later, Nowata's high temperature was 79 degrees. A life-changing drought and high temperatures shattered more records. Statewide, 2011 ended as the 11th driest on record, but for much of western Oklahoma, it ranked as one of the top three driest years. Hooker recorded 6.2 inches of precipitation for the year, the lowest total for a location ever recorded in Oklahoma, according to the Oklahoma Climatological Survey. The previous record was 6.5 inches at Regnier, also in the Panhandle, in 1956. Livestock producers were hit especially hard by the drought, with no pasture or hay for their animals. Wildfires consumed dry grasslands and homes. Oklahoma experienced the hottest summer in 2011 of any state since records began in 1895 with a statewide average of 86.9 degrees. Records were broken throughout the sweltering state. Grand Field recorded 101 days above 100 degrees, breaking the previous record of 86 days at Hollis in 1956. Oklahoma City easily beat the record of days above 100 degrees of 50 in 1980 with 63. With 118 tornadoes, we saw the second highest total number since 1950, surpassed only by 1999's 145 tornadoes. One of the most violent tornadoes was an EF5 that traveled from Lucabaugh to Guthrie on May 24th, killing 9 people. When it passed over the El Reno Mezzanet site, a wind gust of 151 miles per hour was recorded, setting the record for the strongest surface wind ever measured in the state. 10 twisters occurred in November. The EF4 tornado in southwestern Oklahoma on November 7th was the most powerful ever recorded for that month. A monster 6-inch diameter hailstone on May 23rd near Gotebo set yet another record. Oklahoma's strongest earthquake, 5.6 magnitude, rocked the state and region on November 5th. The earthquake's epicenter was near Sparks in Lincoln County. The area is near the Wilzetta Fault, also known as the Seminole Uplift. Centennial Celebration. Oklahomans celebrated 100 years of statehood on November 16, 2007. Schools, organizations, towns, and cities joined to recognize and celebrate the special milestone. Hundreds of events and projects were undertaken for the year-long extravaganza. The Oklahoma Land Run Monument in Oklahoma City, the Jazz Hall of Fame, and Memorial of Reconciliation to the 1921 Race Riot in Tulsa, the Standing Bear Park Project in Ponca City, and the Buffalo Soldier Monument in Lawton were only a few of the many long-lasting centennial projects. The Oklahoma Educational Television Authority featured many stories during the year. 65 centennial stories can be viewed online at Google Video. Floats, giant balloons, celebrities, and marching bands were featured in the Centennial Parade in October 2007. The theme of the parade was Oklahoma, a unique history, an extraordinary future. The celebration culminated with an unprecedented gathering of Oklahoma talent. The stage was shared by Garth Brooks, Vince Gill, Carrie Underwood, Reba McEntire, Toby Keith, The Flaming Lips, All-American Rejects, Jimmy Webb, Kelly O'Hara, Blake Shelton, Patti Page, and Leona Mitchell. Appearances were also made by Shirley Jones, Amy Grant, Argus Hamilton, Johnny Bench, gymnast Bart Connor and Nadia Comaneci, Barry Switzer, Five Miss Americas, Jennifer Berry, Chantel Smith, Susan Powell, Jane J. Rowe, and Laura Nelson, and many others. It's your turn. 1. What terrorist group and what leader were responsible for the attacks of 9/11? 2. Name 3 of the 5 military installations in Oklahoma. 3. What are renewable energy resources?